Welcome along to this trip to the cinema. To start off, a visit back to 1998 to hear something from the soundtrack album of the George Clooney, Jennifer Lopez escape prisoner wants to go clean but decides to pull one last big robbery kind of movie. It's the Isley Brothers starting us off. I'm Leo Green. Welcome to In the Dark.
It's your thing. Do what you wanna do.
Isley Brothers, whose father incredibly predicted everything. The week he met his future wife, and obviously the group's future mother, he told her that he had a hunch they would have four boys who would go on to form a successful singing group. He also said that unfortunately, he had a feeling he wouldn't be around to witness their success. And true to his word, he dropped dead from a heart attack just before the Isleys started enjoying all their chart success. Make of that what you will. More to the point, let me thank you for joining me today for this edition of In the Dark. I really hope all's well with you. I've picked out a couple today from one of the Martin Scorsese classics. First up is Robert De Niro in Goodfellas. Well, I say Robert De Niro in Goodfellas, it's a bit unfair. It's not just De Niro. It also features, of course, Joe Pesci and Ray Liotta. And even better for us, it's set in a time of huge musical change, which is brilliantly reflected in the accompanying soundtrack album. There's classic rock on there, soul, some of which we'll hear later, as well as plenty of doo-wop to accompany the on-screen shenanigans of the early gangster New York years of Jimmy Conway, Henry Hill, and Tommy DeVito.
Boom, boom, boom. I'm known for pretty women, and that's all them.
mommy called me Mo. Yes, man, Mosquito, he don't ever take it slow. Well, not he often called me Tito, but my real name is Thurl. Naughty, I could call me Speedo, but my real name is Thurl. He don't ever take it slow. Well, not a y'all can call me Speedo, but my real name is Thurl. Well, not a y'all can call me Speedo, but my real name is Thurl. And now they gonna call me Speedo till they call off making pretty girls.
The Cadillacs, from the soundtrack of 1995's Casino, which was based loosely on a true story. We heard from Pulp Fiction in our last episode of In the Dark, and it's time for another Tarantino soundtrack. He had followed up Pulp Fiction and Reservoir Dogs with 1997's Jackie Brown. Being a respectful tribute to the blaxploitation movies of the 70s, the soundtrack on this one was superb. Along with 70s soul and funk groove, there's also a bit of underscore provided by the jazz funk master Roy Ayers, with whom I once had an incredible night of curry and beer many lifetimes ago in Soho. Not now, Leo. Here's Bill Withers with the song he had written after receiving a set of lyrics in the post from someone called Stan McKenney.
A man we passed just tried to stare me down, and when I looked at you, you looked at the ground. I don't know who he is, but I think that you do. Dadgum it, who is he and what is he to you? I had something in my heart and in your eyes. Tells me he's not someone just passing by. And when you cleared your throat, was that your cue? Dadgum it, who is he and what is he to you? Now when I add the sum of you and me, I get confused and I keep coming up with three. You're too much for one man, but not enough for two. Dadgum it, who is he and what is a he to you? Don't have much intuition. La la, is that what you really think of girl? Or are you wishing? Before you wreck your old home, be certain of the new. That come at the
Bill Withers from the soundtrack album of Jackie Brown. Now, I've got a bit of a problem with this next one because it's not actually from a movie. It was featured on several, most notably Meet Joe Black, 50 First Dates, Fred Claus, Finding Forrester, and several others. And although most people associate it with Judy Garland's Dorothy, the version featured in the aforementioned movies is by the Hawaiian artist Israel Kamakavivole. The album his recording of this song was originally from would become the best-selling Hawaiian album of all time. When he died at the age of just 38 in 1997, largely due to complications relating to his 51-stone frame, it affected the whole country. The Hawaiian flag was flown at half-mast and 10,000 people turned out in the streets to pay their respects to one of their real musical heroes. He has a really sweet and vulnerable voice which works perfectly for lyrics like this. Kamakavivole. Between them, Robert De Niro and Michael Caine have made some of the most incredible, vital and important movies in history. They also made The Intern together in 2015, which, although it may not be up there with The Godfather or Alfie, it's pretty good. The soundtrack included some classic jazz recordings, the likes of Stan Getz, Billie Holiday and Benny Goodman, the kinds of artists whose music always seems to fit any movie filmed on or around the streets of New York. Anyway, also included is this Ray Charles recording of a song which was always part of Ella Fitzgerald's live shows and enjoys its 95th birthday this year.
Do I want you? Oh my, do I say honey? Do I need you? Oh my, and do I? You know, honey, did I do? I'm glad that I'm the one who found you. That's why I'm always hanging around you. Oh, and do I love you? Oh my, and do I say, honey, did I do? That's why I'm always hanging around you. Oh, and do I love you? Oh, my, and do I say, honey, need a do.
Ray Charles from the soundtrack album of The Intern. For our last trip to the movies for this episode of In the Dark, we return to Martin Scorsese and the mighty soundtrack album that accompanied Goodfellas. The music in Goodfellas is, I think, well, even more impactful because Scorsese decided not to have a film score underpin the action, but preferring instead to pick songs. And that's why he ended up with an incredible 47 songs on the accompanying album, one of which is this 1967 Aretha Franklin classic.
If you want my loving, if you really do, don't be afraid, baby, just ask me. You know I'm gonna give it to you. You're gonna get it, 'cause I love you.
Aretha Franklin finishing off this episode of In the Dark with me, Leo Green. Thank you very much for joining me. Please remember you can listen to this show whenever you like via the Listen Again page on the website. And you'll also find listings of all our shows. Thank you so much for joining me. This is lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.